We've been running this banter since way back in school, where the dorm room debates turn to cool in the rules. Talking loud about the world like we're changing the game, but it's just us two, yeah, two sides of the same.
Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the world to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. When the convo's done and the bottle runs dry, we'll toast to the clash, to the lows and the highs. Two voices, one friendship, no need to compare. So come as you are and pull up a chair.
Random thought.
Mm-hmm.
Of all the ways and all the reasons you could be fired, is cheating the worst?
Well, it depends on what you were cheating on. Is it a test? Is it using ChatGPT to make a slide deck for you? Yeah, I mean, everybody does that. If you're not cheating, you're not trying. So I don't see the big deal.
Oh, my God. This is about to be bad. Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Yeah, kind of like this one. Well, we are those people. We've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts podcast. Be sure to like, subscribe, rate, and leave a review.
Now, this comes up because there was a post that I saw, and I shared it with you, about this CEO and what she fired some folks for.
Publicly shared a TikTok about firing somebody because I found out that she was cheating on her significant other, and the other person also had a significant other. And as soon as I found out about it, I terminated both of them immediately. And it's so shocking to people that...
Wait, someone was cheating with someone in the company?
Yeah.
Oh, and they both had partners outside of the company?
Both had partners outside of the company. As soon as I caught wind of it, it wasn't even like a split second decision. Well, I guess it technically was a split second decision. It's like, I can't have this in my environment, especially somebody close around me.
In this case,
mm-hmm.
the two of them were involved in a relationship, and so she let both of them go.
Yeah.
Is that a reason to let someone go? Because I've also heard people say, I can't do business with somebody if I know they're a cheater in their relationship. Isn't the separation between business and personal?
Yeah, I think so. And I think it winds up being a moral dilemma. I don't agree with her firing these two people, but what I don't know is what type of company does she own, right? If she's a pastor of a megachurch, and everybody goes to the same church, that could be a problem. So maybe I could see that. But if she just has a marketing firm or maybe a consulting business.
A lawyer.
Yeah, that's between them. You know what I mean? But I find that to be very judgy. And they couldn't have been in I don't know what state they're in. It's not California, because she'd have got sued for that. But I don't agree with that, to be honest.
You could get sued in California if you fire someone for having an affair?
California, you can sue people for anything. Like, Texas is the at-will state. So in Texas, we can say, I don't like your shirt. You're fired. Get out.
Yeah.
And you get away with that. California, a little different.
And it's interesting. And the reason I ask it, because I know in Carolina, North Carolina, like, you can sue the person who your spouse was cheating with.
Mm.
And we all know about this because of what happened with Fantasia and that whole thing years ago, right? And it was interesting, but like, wait a minute, that woman can do that? Yes, you can in North Carolina. So this comes into play, though, because if this is a moral issue, does that also mean you can fire someone because they don't go to church every Sunday?
I don't know. I'm laughing because I have no idea what the Fantasia issue is. Everyone knows. I'm like, not everyone. I have no idea.
So basically, she got involved with this guy. He was married. Now, he says he was separated, but they got in a relationship. And of course, it's Fantasia. So when his wife or ex-wife now found out, of course, she wanted to sue Fantasia because Fantasia was a big superstar. And it's like, let me sue her for this money because by Carolina law, you know, you took my husband.
And she won?
I can't remember whether she won or not. Okay. Now you're asking too many questions.
If everybody knows, I just thought I was the only one that didn't have the information. Sorry.
Everybody, but look, when I say everybody knows, to a point, because I stopped following after. You know what? It wasn't a reality TV dating show. I stopped. You know how when the show ends, I forget the names of everybody. Same thing.
Same. To your question though, if it's based on a moral clause, right? I still think it's iffy because it just depends on the situation. You know, so you look at a school like BYU. Students can get expelled for drinking, mm-hmm. having sex, mm-hmm. but that's the moral clause that they signed to go to those schools.
Right.
So it's a Mormon school, so they can't really do that. If you work for American Cancer Society, they ask you, are you a smoker? It's part of the application. And so if you get caught smoking, they could say, hey, that's not what this whole company is about.
Right.
So we got to let you go. So it
shouldn't they
it really depends.
Because damn it, doctors, why are y'all outside smoking?
Yeah, but I just think it's a slippery slope that it's okay to fire these two people for having an affair. Now, I can see where it can go bad, right? And I have an example, if you will.
Yeah, please.
I had an employee that was married. And come to find out, her and another employee who's also married mm-hmm. started to have a little thing.
Oh.
They scheduled an afternoon rendezvous at a hotel motel.
Can I stop you right here, though?
Sure.
At least give them credit for when they say, if you're going to cheat with somebody that has as much to lose as you. Do you at least give them credit for that part?
No. In this situation, no, because you got to also evaluate what is their partner's crazy like, and can I handle their crazy?
Something tells me this is about to get worse. Please, so continue.
They have the daytime romp at the hotel on work hours, right?
Oh,
daytime romp at the hotel.
Yeah.
Her husband had a tracker on her car, so he pulled a biggie and kicked in the door.
Wave into 4-4.
And beat the hell out of the dude, right? And then he's going off on her and threatens to kill her like the cartel did her sister. Like he was highly, so he's crazy. So the other guy that she was cheating with, he had to come to the office the next day. And of course, he's all beat up. But like, hey, man.
What happened?
And it wound up being a thing. And then her husband came up to the job site. Uh-oh. So that's my point. It's like, you just never know what can escalate from that. And you don't want somebody, you know, two people who are having an affair, their partners come up to the office. It creates a whole lot of drama. So I can see her point, but I still think it's a slippery slope to fire two people because they had an affair.
Is it that slippery a slope if they are in management?
No.
Because that's another level of responsibility because you represent the company at that point, right?
As long as you're managing the team fine and everything's going well, who you sleep with is not my business.
Well, considering that some CEOs are doing that too. So I can understand why you say that because they're not going to fire themselves.
Exactly. So, I mean, it just depends. Now,
if you go to a Coldplay concert...
That still hits.
You got the boss and the HR. I'm like, there's like, okay, yeah.
But here's what she said, that this is what makes me disagree. She said that if someone is going to cheat on their spouse, how do I not know they're going to cheat on the work? Mm. And I'm thinking that that's a huge leap because I know some people who are highly successful professionally.
Yeah.
And do great at work.
Attention to detail.
They're terrible fathers. Yeah, they're terrible husbands.
Some of them.
You know, but work-wise, they're covered. It is solid. So okay. I don't think just because you're having an affair means that you're going to cheat or cut corners at work.
I don't like what you just did just now. Because you put that all on the men. Because there's some women who are very good at what they do. Including,
as they say,
it's equality here.
Well, there's equality, but I just used the man example, but it could fall for the women too. But as they say, men are dogs, women are cats, because we've all seen two dogs have sex.
Yep.
How often have you seen two cats have sex?
Never.
That's women. That's, if they're going to cheat, it's going to be incognito, except for my old employee who we fired.
Okay. So you're saying that's not a great, it's not a reason to let someone go, right? There are other reasons to let people go, and that you have, like, you've managed people for a while. I've managed people, and I don't have any really crazy stories in that sense, right? I had one who was blocked me on social, but called me out on everything. And when I was finally getting ready to let him go because of other things, it's just performance. And Russ, I got to let him go a little earlier, and he came up a little intoxicated. But man, but there was no real big reasons why, except this guy wasn't doing his job, right? So there's no wild thing. But seeing that you've been in HR for a long time and recruiting for a long time, I know there's got to be something crazy. That's a crazy story you already told.
Yeah.
I know there's another one.
Yeah. I had one story. This was a while ago. It was a recruiter who was really good. I mean, good performer. I liked him. I thought he was awesome. Mm-hmm. They're having a Teams call, and it's majority of a bunch of recruiters all on the call. And the person leading the call would just randomly pick people and ask questions, right? Mainly ensure engagement, but also make sure people are paying attention, because a lot of times people log into a Teams call, hit mute, and they're just doing their own thing, especially when they work remote.
And never turn the camera on, right?
Exactly. So she asks him a question, and he comes and he answers the question. So they continue the call, but somehow his camera comes on, and it's from his cell phone. And what you can see is that he's sitting in a car, and then a girl gets on top of him, and then you see her doing this up and down motion on top of him on the call.
Still on mute, right?
Still on mute, but the camera's on. We can see that you are knocking boots on a conference call, on a Teams call. And so the person leading the call was like, holy crap, because I'm sure everybody saw it. So she like ended the call real quick to get everybody to jump off. And this dude tried to, it's so funny when you have video footage, the things they try to say, no, that's not what happened. Like I was outside the car. She was in there. She was changing her shirt. Really? So you got out the car, left your phone inside, and you stepped out the car so she could change shirts? Makes no sense.
And so she's listening on a call that's just a company call, and she doesn't even work at a company.
Exactly. I'm just like, come on, you're not making it. And then it's like, at the time of the day this call is, why are you not at home working? Mm-hmm. Where are y'all at? Y'all are just out on a hiking trail, pulled over, and about to have some car sex. So that's the craziest. I mean, that's every year there's always something that gets good. But I would say that was the craziest instance where I had to fire somebody in the last 10 years.
Have you ever been in a car and the moment catches you and you're like, you just got to take advantage of that moment?
Yeah, but I wasn't on a Teams call.
Especially the phone in front of you where somebody could accidentally touch it, turn the camera on.
Exactly.
Luckily, the mic didn't come on. But I want to know how many people were upset that the person leading the call noticed and ended the call that quick, right when they were reaching for the lotion.
Yeah. I don't think that was what was going to happen. Oh, I don't think that was going to happen at all. But you got some people. I mean, it's disturbing for some folks to see something like that, especially with their coworkers. So it was a little traumatic for some, but you know, we had to let him go. But I think I just laughed to myself because I'm like, why not just get off the call? Right. Just lie and be like, hey, I got an interview I got to do. So I'm going to have to jump. Done. No one will question that.
They already called on you. Click.
Yeah.
End the call.
I answered. Just put in the chat. Hey, guys, I have a phone interview I need to do real quick. Ping me if you need anything. Get off the call. Go on and have sex.
Something.
Yeah, something just popped up.
So, I mean, that person tried to defend it, defend their actions and say and lie about it, right? But at a time, there are things that people do that they don't realize that you can get fired for.
Right.
And it's amazing. So is this one of the things now that we do? Obviously, having sex on camera while you're on a company Teams call, that's obvious, right?
Right.
Showing up to work drunk, that's obvious, right?
Right.
Cheating? Do they now have to add this to the list?
So here's why it's off-putting to me, because I know two people that were both married but worked in the same place, mm-hmm. wound up having an affair, and divorced their partners. Now they're married with kids, and they are happy as a fly on shit. So I'm like, I get it morally. You can see how this could be messy, but in some cases, it worked out, right?
You just gave the happily ever after version of how this whole thing started.
Yeah, it's possible to have a happy ever after version. Now, what I don't know is, do their partners know that they cheated and had an affair? I don't know. I just know that they were in relationships and then they got together. So
there is some happy at the end of the tunnel sometimes. But the moral of the story, don't cheat. Don't have sex on camera while you're on a Teams call. And don't show up to work drunk. Right.
What do they say? Don't shit where you eat.
Yeah.
Is that the phrase? So don't hook up. There's a lot of gorgeous people in the world. So that good looking woman or that good looking man at the office, leave him alone. There's other people you can get involved with.
The only time you shit where you eat is when you're in college, because you're living on campus. Everybody else is living on campus.
You got nothing to lose.
Yeah. Once you get on campus and you're done, anybody in the apartment complex, you leave them alone.
Yeah, you're like, look, I make $7.25 an hour. If I get fired, I'll go find another job. But if you're a director and you make $180,000 and you decide to sleep with an employee and now you get fired, that's different. That's going to hurt a little.
Just a smidge.
Yeah, just a scotch.
Hey, I'm Yachty Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yachty Rude, at Just Terrell, at the RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts or some of the bullshit you might find on the internet. We may talk about it on the show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.
We've been running this banter since way back in school, where the dorm room debates turn the cool in the rules. Talking loud about the world like we're changing the game, but it's just us two, yeah, two sides of the same. Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the will to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. Sports got us heated, yeah, the refs missed the calls. Politics, man, we'll argue till the walls fall. Pop culture don't get us started on trends, but the laughter, my dude, that's where it all ends. You say tomato, I say nah, bro, it's time motto. You think we clashing? Nah, it's the dance of bravado. No winners, no losers, just stories to share. So pass me that bottle and pull up a chair. Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the word to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the word to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. When the convo's done and the bottle runs dry, we'll toast to the clash, to the lows and the highs. Two voices, one friendship, no need to compare. So come as you are and pull up a chair.